And welcome, everybody, to episode 625 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside with my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, we had a little time to talk before the stream. What's going on? How you doing? What's up?
Why am I talking? Let us talk, or...
Why am I talking in this voice? I have no idea. What's up, Break?
Are you going to let us talk, or are you just going to keep going?
I'm probably just going to keep going, you know, like I normally know how to do, like, almost all the time. I mean, the weather's actually really nice out. No, go ahead, Break, man. How you doing, man?
The sun was out today, but it was fucking cold as shit today.
If the sun's out here, it's not cold, even if the temperature's cold. If the sun isn't, then it's cold, you know, but whatever. How's it going, Break? Doing all right?
It's all right.
Yeah. We're here. We're doing the show. We got.
What about Eric? Is he still here?
Eric's still here too, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think Eric, you here?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How was your week, Eric?
It's all right, I guess. I mean, I stayed home yesterday because my migraine was bothering me.
Ooh, stupid migraines, man! I hate that shit. Headaches are the worst.
That was last week too, but I've been experiencing like minor headaches for a week.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get through this.
Now I'm thinking about it. They were probably caused because I was sleeping wrong.
Ooh, that's even worse, man. That kind of sucks.
Because, yeah, like, if you fuck up your head, it just fucks you up for, like, a while.
Yeah, for sure. Your neck, head, back, all
I
that
need
stuff.
New pillows, so I'm going to have to get some.
Yeah. Yeah, you should, man. Get one of those never flat ones. Those are nice. Mm-hmm. They hardly ever... you know.
Are they sold at Walmart?
Yeah. Yeah, they have never flat ones at Walmart. Anyways, let's get on to the news and get this show going.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
From RPG site, we've got information on the release date of Dragon Quest Tact. I still hate that name.
I hate that name too, man.
But launches on...
That might be the only thing we agree on today.
January 27th for iOS and Android.
Or ever.
And it's a free-to-play tactical RPG, like the name suggests. And that's the absolutely worst name ever.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad, man.
It makes me wonder if it's like... If it's a play on the words tic-tac-toe.
Why couldn't they have just called it Tactics and just, you know, been done with
it? Yeah, like, I thought this was, like, a Tactics game. Like, this is just Dragon... This was Final Fantasy... Or, I'm sorry. Dragon Quest Tactics.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course, since it's a free-to-play game, there's a gacha system.
Of course. Of course. All those games coming out have to be like that now, man. Like, you know, gotta make that almighty dollar.
I have enough. Players who download the game... Once it launches, we'll receive a free King Slime monster.
Oh. Ooh. Wow.
Like, I mean, a real one? Like, that I can take home? And
no, in the game.
Like... Oh, damn it. That
you can probably feed in the game, though, to, like, bump its stats or
something. Yeah, can you imagine that? They said
you can't promise you're going to give us something and then didn't say, no, we just met in the game. Like, that's not fair.
They send you, like, a piece of plastic filled with, like, mercury, and, like, everybody dies. Freak5 says, I've been fighting with my mom through text for over a week about politics. Oh, no. Don't tell me she's a Trump supporter, Freak5. Jesus.
I can't even argue with him. I can't do it. I walk away. I'm done with Trump supporters.
You're
worthless.
I think at this point, like, people like my parents and people like Freak's parents aren't so much MAGA supporters so much as they are sycophants to an ideology that they just absolutely refuse to let go because they wouldn't have nothing otherwise, or at least that's what they believe.
I think there's something to that.
But at the same time, like, their ideology, like, they violate their own, like, principles all the time. Like, Trump was anything but conservative.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he was a registered Democrat.
But conservatives... We're all over him, like he's the greatest thing ever, like he was the second coming of Christ and stuff like
that. That's what they people thought of Reagan, though, too.
So. Yeah. Right, but I'm saying, like, they suddenly changed their views, and suddenly, like, the people who weren't okay with, like, Clinton, like, cheating around on Hillary, or fucking and raping and shit like that, we're suddenly fine with Trump doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's true. It's just if you have a D or R next to your name.
Or they were delusional and they just block out that fact out of their mind. So yeah.
Well, plus the left doesn't have the media presence that the right does.
Yeah, I don't understand the sentiment that there's a liberal-controlled media. No, every one of those goddamn stations is conservative.
Yeah.
No matter how much they dress up.
Including CNN and including MSNBC. I mean, they do dress it up with, like, people like, what was his name, Anderson Cooper and, you know, a few, you know, people that you would think would be on the left, but it... I mean, you can tell just by the guess.
And again, it's easy to see why these conservatives, like, cling to their ideology so closely, because I can see liberals that I could argue with on Twitter about Obama being garbage and them threatening to block me for it. And then when I call them out, they actually block me.
That's not surprising, man. Obama's like the sacred cow on the left, man. You can't say anything bad about that war criminal without... Yeah. Out somebody like you know, getting all uptight and pissed off. Like I mean, just call it for what it is. He's a war criminal, just like Bush was, just like Clinton, just like, you know. I mean, go all the way back to like Nixon and Reagan for that type of shit. You know. Plus, I mean, the drug war is still going on. Really,
yeah.
We still have a drug war. I mean, do we not know that
and the war on the poor that Reagan started.
Yeah, the war on the poor. And that ties in very nicely to the drug war, break, man. I mean, I could get into the history of the drug war, but it would be – I mean, we could just use the whole show for that. I mean, one day maybe we will talk about that. But let me get caught up with chat because Freak 5 is exiled. he says Frank is disappointed because he wanted to fuck a slime plushie. No, I mean, I was hoping they would send everybody a bunch of mercury, you know, but yes, his mom is a Trump supporter. My mom has the same immunodeficiency as my wife, so she has been staying home since the pandemic started and bitches about our Republican governor's piss poor treatment of the pandemic. She knows how bad COVID is, but she still supports Trump while...
Hey, that sounds like my governor.
Yeah, while saying he is a horrible person. How... that's something I don't understand. How can you still support somebody if they're terrible? I mean, just because they have an R next to their name or a D, it makes zero sense. We've talked about bipartisan politics.
For some people, as long as he votes like against abortion, they don't care about anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's stupid. They don't care about his infidelity. They don't – I mean, whatever. Break man next story, because otherwise we'll just talk about this all day.
Coming to us live from RPG Site.
You there? Oh, did we lose Breakman? Breakman, did we lose you?
Hello?
Yep, you're here.
Okay. Coming to us live from RPG Site. That was weird. Trails of Cold Steel 4 releases for Nintendo Switch on April 9th for North America and Europe. Well, that's pretty cool. While we do not know the final entry in the Cold Steel sub-series will also release on PC in 2021.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The game is slated for PC release, but we don't know the date of it yet.
Yeah, okay. And in a world ablaze with war, heroes must unite. The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 4 for Nintendo Switch released on April 9th, 2021 for North America and Europe, and April 16th, 2021 for Oceania. Wow, that's the second time since...
Second
on here.
Yeah,
so second last week. That's weird. Yeah. The PC release date, as Eric said, has yet to be determined.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Let's.
I think it really depends on whether or not Valve approves it or not.
Yeah. There's no price on here, which is kind of irritating since it's going to be out in just a few months.
Yeah, that is irritating. We should know the price.
I'm sure it's like $50, just like the last one was.
Yeah, something that we pretty much know is going to be the price is coming up next from RPGsite.net. Hogwarts. Legacy delayed into 2022. Pretty sure it's going to be a $60 release. A long anticipated Harry Potter RPG has been delayed into 2022. No date. Wow, that's a big one. We were expecting that this year. Delay was announced through a Twitter post that says the team wants to use that extra time to make the game as good as possible, which obviously none of us on this show have a problem with. you know, make your game good. Alongside the delay announcement is a new screenshot showing off.
I don't know. Can they make it good? It's Harry Potter.
I think it could be good. I like Harry Potter. I think it could be good. Ollivanders.
Not only that, a game can be good without, you know, independent of the movies. Like, the gameplay could be actually really fun.
Yeah, it could be like the game. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, the Pitch Black was a good movie, yet Chronicles of Riddick sucked. But the game, Butcher Bay, you know,
I'm saying is the game might be compromised by trying to fit within that framework. It might have to do a couple things in order to, like, be more entertaining.
We might be surprised, but I don't mind it. I think you're in agreement too. Like, yep. That anytime it's for, you know, to make the game
better. Like if they actually make the game and there's a scenario where it does the things that should have happened in the book, like Harry having an actual ideology that he follows instead of being carried by everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I think more fighting for the status quo. And then all the other racist shit that J.K. Rowling threw in the books.
Yeah. What were you saying, Brake?
What was I saying? What was I talking about? I was saying something. I was talking? No, I wasn't. Stop lying, Frank.
All right, Eric, you're up next.
All right. From RPG site, we've got Neptunia Virtual Stars has a date, and it's coming out on March 5th. And I don't know why it takes me forever to look at their stories. I think it's because there's something that you're doing with the retexting. It has to redirect every time you click on something now.
I think it might be ads. Like, every time I, on the RPG site, every time we get an RPG site link, there's so many fucking ad pop-ups.
Anyways, it launches for PS4 on March 2nd in North America and March 5th in Europe. And Steam release for March 29th.
Okay, cool.
And there's a special limited edition you can purchase from IFI online store, priced at $109.99. Okay, why is it $110? What's with the extra 10?
Yeah,
more importantly, like, I'm really not concerned with this trend of the limited editions being the default $100.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Here's what you get. That's what I want. The game with a refurbishable cover sleeve or deluxe Steam key, which includes anything that's not physical. But you get the game steel game case, the official art book, the original soundtrack. So that's a whole soundtrack. So it's not
okay. That's good. That's good.
And a vinyl soundtrack. Okay, maybe that's why it's $100.
This vinyl trend is so stupid to me.
Yeah, can I just get like a limited edition without the vinyl soundtrack? Because I don't care. I don't have a turntable.
I would agree with you guys, but like people like my parents still have a record player.
I grew up like as a kid. That's what my parents had was a record player. Like, yeah. Like we lived in the '60s, you know, because we're fucking poor. So like records, like there's always the scratching and stuff like that. Like digital music is so fucking more crisp and clear. Like.
You know what?
Audiophiles will say there's stupid. A better dynamic range, that's true. But yeah. The thing is, technology has gotten so good that the gap between that
is
and
not much.
Digital
yeah,
is small.
I can tell you as like not a audiophile, but as close as you can get without being an audiophile, records sound better, man. Like there's just there's no way around it, man. Nope. If you listen to a record on headphones, break. Over a digital version.
You have to have a really good turntable, though.
Yeah, you do have to have a good turntable. If you have a good turntable, it's pretty mind-blowing, the sound that comes from
all
records.
All the scratching, yeah, that sounds great.
No, you can't have one with scratches, man. I mean, that's, you don't hear that shit, man. Come on. Give it a chance.
There's still more. Reversible cover sleeve, trader's box, and trading cards. You know, box and trading cards.
A box, like
wow,
I mean,
there's trading cards with it. That's... Yeah. So where else do you get trading cards?
You can get your Melee trading cards.
Yeah, who's gonna trade with you? Let's see. Let's get to Chad here. Freak says he has a funny story to share. He bought Walking Dead: Sinners and Saints. I think that's the VR Walking Dead. This is a beautiful game. Not a fan of the Move controllers, but I am getting used to them, and it does add to the game. Showed up on Tuesday, started playing that night after my wife and kids had gone to bed. Can't see or hear anything in my living room when I have the VR helmet on. Oh boy, I wonder where this is.
At this point, the only way I'll get a PlayStation VR is if Sony makes one for the PS5.
Yeah.
And makes it backward compatibility with all the PS4 ones.
That would be nice, man. I kind of agree with you.
And it's at a better price point.
Yeah. All right, Break, you're up next. Do we still have Break?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened to Break?
I don't know. My shit's being weird today. Just fucking Skype. I was saying earlier, like, RPG site, like, so many ads. Well, I got an ad for Peacock on here. I got an ad for Geico. Mm. There's another ad for Geico for Goldman Sachs.
God. What the hell is Goldman Sachs advertising?
I don't know what this ad that is. Anyway. Yeah, and then, yeah, exactly. What the fuck? Anyway, that's
why. Trying to sell you stock.
Nintendo Switch version of Hellpoint launches on February 25th. The game previously released digitally on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC in July of 2020. It's going to have a physical PS4 and a physical Switch version of the game will be made available on the same date. Okay, that's pretty cool. Both a standard edition and a signature edition are available with the latter, including pins. An art book, which is cool, and a soundtrack CD. It doesn't say if it's the full soundtrack or just sampler or whatever.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought the pins were going to go away with 2020. Like, fuck, come on.
I know, man.
Nobody
know.
Wants a goddamn pins. Pin.
Hey.
Pins
nobody
and stickers.
Wants a piece of fucking flare.
Stickers.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of heavy metal jackets out there with lots of pins on them, Breakman. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and those people are, and those jackets are being worn by people in their 60s, okay? Let's...
How dare you, Breakman?
The rest of us don't want that shit. Let's move on.
That's funny, man. Freak says,
I heard Hellpoint kind of sucks, so.
Yeah, it doesn't look great, man. I'm looking at the video now. Freak says, I'm walking through a cemetery and there's a guy hanging upside down with his hands waving near my shoulder. And then I feel a hand on my shoulder. I'm about to shit my pants, thinking, how'd the game make me feel that? I immediately realize someone's trying to get my attention. I try to find the pause button, take off the helmet, and it's my daughter. She got up to take a shit and wanted me to let me know that she wrecked it. Oh, that's... I mean, the fact that she took a shit and it almost made you take a shit, Freak 5, in your pants, that's classic right there, man. It's good stuff. Good stuff. All right, let's move on to the next story coming to us live from RPGsite.net again. Pixel Art, stealth action RPG Disjunction launches on January 28th for PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Let's see. So I just said that. Narrated gameplay, walkthrough, trailer, description, and screenshot can be found below. And it looks good. It looks good. Here's some of the key features. Challenging stealth action gameplay that lets you play the way that suits your style, whether it's sneaking through levels or attacking head-on. Three playable characters, each with individual ability. Really? Wow. Okay. Reactive story, where the player's choices have real consequences. When have we heard that before? Stylized pixel art environments and characters. Atmospheric musical score by composer Dan Farley. So, it looks good. I don't know. What do you guys think? Did you guys see the video of this? It looks pretty decent.
I ain't had a chance to look at it yet.
Yeah. Let's see. In chat, Wyland says Godzilla vs. Kong jumps up to March in HBO Max and theatrical.
I thought that was already known, though.
Why is March? That's so weird. Well, I'll be getting HBO Max in March for sure. Let's see. Freak Five says the next day, my wife is telling her friend about it, and I found out why my damn daughter saw on the TV what I saw in the VR helmet. She waited to touch my shoulder until that guy's hand was near my shoulder. That is fantastic. I can't even be mad. I'm kind of proud. I would have done the same thing. Exactly, man. That's some A-plus stealth right there, Freak Five. That's good stuff.
She must have like a plus five ring around or something.
All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Okay, we've got from RPG site... Ever Crisis, which was trademarked by Square Enix, And his full name is Ever Crisis, the First Soldier, and other Final Fantasy names are like all these different trademarks. So maybe they're going to do another compilation of Final Fantasy VII, but HD collection this time.
What do you mean? Like they're going to finish Final Fantasy VII Remake and then have like a... Or they're
No.
Yeah, right, Frank.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so you mean take the original and do an HD version of it and then...
Like, you know how there was Before Crisis and Advent Children? And
yes, yes.
All that stuff. I think that's what this is, but they're going to maybe add on to it and then release it as an HD compilation of sorts.
Yeah, and you just know that once they get Final Fantasy VII done, whether it's three or four games, they're going to compile those games and put them in a collection and... whatever.
Is somebody who missed all of them? You know what? I'd be okay with that.
I think I'd be okay with that too, man. I didn't.
Crisis miss... Core needs a HC remaster, in my opinion.
It sure does, man. Yeah, I agree. All right, anything else on that? Just some trademark business, right, Eric?
Yeah. All
right, break.
Coming to us from a lot. Come, why are you not loading here, Silicon Era? Fuck.
You need me to do it, break?
Let's see if I can get the reload. Okay. Son of a bitch. Okay, reload. Here we go. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Dragon Quest footage monetization is not allowed in Japan. Okay, so Square Enix revised the guidelines for publishing images, videos, and live streams of Dragon Quest series titles in Japan on January 14th, 2021, and now allows Japanese individual streamers to monetize videos and live streams from any Dragon Quest games for their own profit. Oh, that's cool.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, the press release recalled a quote from Yuji Horii, the father of Dragon Quest, that games are also a communication tool. It also recognized the changing communication methods as the era progressed, with online interactions becoming more ubiquitous, Japanese individuals may now generate profit from streams and videos uploaded on platforms approved by JASRAC, such as YouTube, Nico Nico, and Twitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nico Nico must be something Japanese only or something.
Nico Nico Doga. That's basically like a streaming service.
Yeah. It's like
YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically all the story there.
I do want to talk about this, though, guys. This was the most interesting story, I think, on the ledger today, and it warrants a small discussion on monetization. Like, we talked before we got on the stream, or before we hit record, about how I think I was talking to Eric, maybe, and I was talking about how I was kind of worried about... you know, like if you play like a snippet of a song on Twitch now, Twitch is like kicking people off left and right for using trademark music. And it's like, you know, when we do this, it's neither a promotion tool for the show, nor is it like, you know, it's just something fun to do.
We're not making money.
And we're not making any money. So that's the whole thing. I don't
trying to make any money.
No,
but that's not the point.
No, none of us are, man. We do this because, you know, it's fun to us. It's a kind of a nice relaxing release for the week, and you know, so none of us are making money. So why, and the channel doesn't make money. So why should it be any issue of anybody's that we're all it can do? If somebody happens to listen to RP Grinders and we're playing the theme to, I don't know, fucking Knight Rider, it could only help pique interest in that show, right? So it would drive people to go check out Knight Rider. I would think that that's how it works.
I think Square just got tired of Sugiyama's bullshit involving his music.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think it's okay. I think that any time that you're playing a game, you're doing a walking advert. It's like if you were to buy a Coca-Cola shirt from, I don't know, Walmart or Target or wherever and walk around with it, you're a walking advertisement for Coca-Cola. Why would they have any problem with that?
Also, that little notification that tells you the scene's been blocked and the recording stopped is distracting.
It's so stupid, man. It's so dumb. Like I just don't understand that. Like, if you want to avoid spoilers, I can understand for the first year. But after the first year or something, either movie or video game or whatever, like I mean, come on, man. Like, it's nobody's – I mean, unless you're in a very, very small minority on YouTube, you're not making money. Like you can go down the list. Like RP Grinders has never made money in the entire existence.
Or how about only blocking it when you're streaming and not when you're playing the game, just to play the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just stupid. It just all it is an advertisement, a free advert. You would think they would be elated that people are playing their games online on YouTube and Twitch and all these places just for the pure fucking advertisement it gets. And then if you get a popular person to play your game, even better. You know, I mean, like I said, I mean, I know we're not the biggest show in the world, but me just talking about Demon Souls all this time has got to be at least some good pub for that game. Like, I don't know, man. Freak 5 says, that is why I don't wear name brand clothes. I'm not going to pay
to advertise. This is why I get t-shirts without any brands on them.
Yeah, I normally do too. Like, if there's movies that I like, I'll get a movie shirt or something like that. But again, that's free advertisement. You know, it's just the way that it is. But I don't know. What do you think, Brake? This is a good thing.
Sure.
This is a good thing, right?
Yeah, no, it's a good thing. It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about time, like, these companies stop coming down on people for, you know, like, these people are also supporting your product.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that the real reason they're probably doing this is because, like, the creators of their own art sometimes get DMCA'd.
Yeah.
Let me explain it in another way. This would be... cracking down on videos, like people streaming videos and trying to make money off it, would be like sports teams cracking down on the vendors outside the parks. You know, the people selling peanuts and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and like no, you can't sell that here. No,
right? Or like, you know how like you go to a concert and the shirts are outrageously priced for like $40-$50, but yet you wait until after the show and there's vendors like selling cheaper. You know, they might have different images on them, but they sell them for a lot cheaper. Like, I always go that route, you know, because I figure I'm helping some dude that's hustling, and I get a nice shirt out of the deal, you know. So it's just for way less, you know, than what they would charge at a show. I don't know. It just, to me, like this monetization shit has just gotten out of hand, and it's something that I deeply disagree with a lot of people on, like, especially capitalists. If you talk to them, like nothing should go without, you know, you having to pay royalties for something. And, you know, it's just not the case. Like, you're getting free advertisement. I mean, that should be it in a nutshell. You know, your game is getting more downloads, or your videos are getting more clicks because people are curious about Dragon Quest, you know, or whatever game you're playing on the stream. You know, I know one of my favorite like Let's Players was Rad Brad. Like, anytime he would play a game, I would like want to get that game because he made it seem like really cool, you know. And I mean, now it's just a little different, but I don't know. It just seems like it's a nice way to like gain in popularity is what I'm saying, I guess. I don't know. I just have a huge problem anytime like something get, like, for instance, we're doing this tournament. If I was to get like, you know, banned on Twitch, that would suck for us. And you know, but all I'm doing is just basically giving all these shows some advertisement, you know, like their songs. I don't know. This seems weird to me, but we should move on from this subject. Unless Eric, you have anything else?
No.
Break, anything else?
I think we're okay with this tournament because most of these are dead franchises, you know? Like, there's not a Remington Steel coming out anytime soon.
Yeah. No, I think we're okay, too. But, like, something like, I always get worried. Like, if I play, like, Knight Rider, for instance, like, you know, there's always, like, weird shit that goes on with that. I mean, people's videos have been pulled down for, like, playing, like, you know, because, like, songs have sampled it mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff like that. But, I don't know. I don't think we have to worry too much. We have like, what, 12 listeners. So, you know, we're okay. Last story comes to us from Silicon Era. Code Realize Winter Tide Miracles Switch won't be around for Valentine's Day. So I guess this is another delay. It'll ship.
Oh, you've just made the lonely people even lonelier. Good job.
Yeah. I know, man. So we've got a pinned down release date for the Switch version. It'll show up in February for quite some time, but it now we know it'll be in stores on February 25th. So there you go. Not on time for Valentine's Day, which probably breaks a lot of people's heart. There is a special edition our collector's edition with a keychain, an acrylic keychain, Breakman. Does that excite you? What else comes with it? There's something else here. Original game came. Additional bonus people also get 5 metal pins. Breakman's favorite. Yeah, it is a fake holiday, Breakman. It's a total manufacturer.
What is this shit? Like, charge you as much as possible and just give you shit?
Yeah.
Like, is that what's going on
That's,
there?
That's here
pins
for sure.
Pins and keychains, and you're going to say there's a hardcover case and like a flip case and shit like that, right?
Trading pins, that's a new trend.
Yeah, I like keychains. Keychains are practical, but, like, I don't know, man. The pin thing is just so weird. Like I agree with you. Unless you're...
I got a slime keychain from Square Enix a while back. Like, little slimes on it. And I put it on, you know, put it on my keychain, and it's like, oh, this is badass. Within a week, all of them had fallen
broke.
Off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It had 3 little slimes. They all fell off of
them.
They all looked
them?
Like shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yep, cheaply made. I know, man. I mean, I like them, but still, it's like...
I mean, it was from Squinix. What the fuck?
Yeah. Freak 5 is making us all hungry.
I got a BV plush from Squinix.
I wish I would have got a slime keychain.
It was like, I think it was like some weird... thing you send in to them. It had to do with Final Fantasy IX and play online or something. But like I forgot about it for so long because I submitted something to them and like out of the blue it came years later.
Wow, that's cool. At least it came. Freak Five says a pot roast my wife made for dinner is fucking delicious. Thanks for making us all hungry, Freak Five. You're exiled, son of a bitch. Okay. Homie Discount, they still got the $30 deal for PS Plus membership on CD keys. So if you guys want that link, I can – let me copy that link. I'll put it in
chat. I think it came down to the fact that, like, they forgot I had something or they finally got to that, like, request. And they're like, oh, we still have this. We can just give them this.
Yeah. So there's a link if you guys want to get that PlayStation Plus deal. That's a good deal. I've used 2 or 3 years of those, so, you know, whatever.
He says we were welcome. His intent was to make us hungry.
And that's why...
some of us were already hungry.
And that's
why... I remember buying the first Darksiders on PS3 from Best Buy, and I think I was supposed to get the War action figure thingy that got... it came with it, but like I left before they could give it to me or something.
Oh, that's
so
sucks.
They had to mail it to my house.
Oh, well, at least they mailed it. That's cool.
I was gonna say, yeah, usually they would like, what are you talking about? You didn't get nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we're out of those.
Yeah, we're out.
I think it's because I pre-ordered it. That's why.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, should I play your music?
Da-na-na.
Gotta do it in harpy style.
I don't play fucking harp, man.
All right, dear Breakman, what do we got?
I'm not allowed to play. I'm not allowed to play any instruments after the incident. dear Breakman, what?
Yes.
Dear Breakman, this comes from Freak 5 Chaos. How do I make something go viral? An example: calling men who are always wrong Frank. Similar to how everyone knows what you mean when you call someone a Karen.
Well, wouldn't that mean all men are named Frank then?
I've got an answer for
this. No, this is like the Karen. He's saying like if somebody does something really stupid, that's a Frank. You know, they did a Frank.
No, I actually started
somebody, like just like Frank. Just like Frank goes and offends people at the park. You know, he sees white people talking on their phone and he calls the police on them.
Okay, here's my response to that.
Funny, actually.
Here's my response to that.
This isn't them two over there.
Here's my response.
We caught you being white, which means being really stupid.
They were up to terrorist behavior, sir. Right? I'm not sure, but I think I saw a bomb.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm assuming this came from Freak 5, right?
Right.
Okay, so number one, Freak 5 is exiled, and number two, Breakman is exiled for laughing at his nonsense. but I will say that there is a new growing trend, and it's weird because, like, I was thinking about this very thing. You know, this came from that movie. It actually came before it, but you remember that movie? It was a bowling movie with Bill Murray and what Kingpin. All right, Kingpin. His name was Munson, and he got this reputation, and, like, you know, if somebody would fuck something up, they'd be like, oh, he really Munsoned that one. I was thinking, maybe we should start saying Freak Five. Man, he really Freak Five that one. You know, like, we should do it on this show, like, when somebody screws – like, for instance, like, when Breakman messes up Japanese names. Man, you really Freak Five that one, Breakman. You know? I think that's what we should do from now on. In honor of Freak Five, like, coming up with nonsense week in and week out. Like anytime somebody messes up their words or says something dumb, or which is, you know, pretty much all of us all the time, we could just say, man, you really Freak Five that one, Breakman, or man, Frank, you really Freak Five that one. I think that's
okay. This whole thing's turned spiteful now. Like, it's just an attack on Freak. He asked me for advice, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help him, not break him down.
Well, we change it. We change it to Freak Five, and then it works. You know, it doesn't, like, you can't really say you really Frank that one. I mean, that doesn't, like, roll off the tongue. Like, man, you really Freak Five that one, didn't you? You know, I mean, it's just better. It just sounds better. It sounds more. Like that's the way that it should be, you know.
Can I be Frank?
Oh, okay. Go right ahead, Eric.
No. I kind of see your point there.
So. Yeah. See, like, yeah.
Well, that's it.
It's already used. Like, you just used Frank in the right way, Eric. So, you know, I'm often wrong. Freak Five says
going viral, the first thing you need to do is be extremely hot. That's always the key. Money is also a factor, you know, just, you have to pay. There's people that, their entire job is to spread your message for you. So you gotta pay them.
Oh, is that what they're calling it nowadays? Spreading your message.
Frank.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Breakman.
There are secrets you're not supposed to spill, Frank.
Hey, man, I'm an open book sometimes, Breakman. What can I say, man? Yeah, I am what I am.
Right. The second thing you will need is third thing you need is access to a phone, obviously, you know. But all rich, beautiful people have their own phones.
Would you say TikTok?
I'm sorry, Freak. He says he's extremely hot, but he doesn't have a lot of money. And that sucks. Like, if you have a lot of money but you're not hot, like, it doesn't you can't get things to spread like that.
He must have, like, five jackets on right now, because that's the only way that Freak Five is hot, you know. So, I mean, 5-6 jackets, a couple layers of thermal underwear, you know, that's the only way Freak Five is ever going to be
now,
hot.
But if you're hot and you're having trouble, like, being recognized, what you need to do is learn to whore yourself out. But not to, like, normal, like, everyday schlubs. You got to do it to, like, beautiful people, rich people, you know. Well, not beautiful people. They're going to be fucking ugly. I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. But they're rich, you know. They're probably nasty, but the good news is sex with them will last like a minute, maybe.
Yeah. You know?
And you can cry and you'll get paid and it's all done. Let me see here. What other advice do I have to make it go viral? I mean, there's always the blackmail. Like, you can blackmail somebody in Google or Facebook, Zuckerberg, you know. Let me see what else you can do besides blackmail. I mean, Zuckerberg pretty much.
You know, always hack.
Yeah, I know, but the Russians kind of beat you to that.
Oh, Freak Five brought up a good point. He said he should make a sex tape that's quote unquote accidentally released online. Please don't do that, Freak Five. Just please don't do that. Weiland says, I'm going to be Frank. Okay, can I still be Garth? That's pretty awesome, Weiland. That's a nice little. Nice little reference there, man. Okay, what else you got to break?
Release a sex tape accidentally. Accidentally. And make sure your mom talks about it in the future in a negative way. Like, she has to say, like, I can't believe people bring that sex tape up, you know, once you're all famous and rich and stuff like that. Like, even though it's what created your wealth, or I shouldn't say your wealth, but what made you famous in the first place, you should never mention it ever.
could always make memes too.
Yeah.
Like purposely make a meme. Something yeah, like a meme.
Some goofy. Weird meme. Yeah, okay. I like that.
Hot memes.
Yeah, hot memes. What else? The sex tape thing. I like that famous a lot. Five, although I don't.
Famous or infamous? Have you seen Hollywood stars? There's not much difference.
Yeah.
I mean, Kardashians, don't like... for instance, who I was referencing just a moment ago.
Yeah. Paris Hilton.
Yeah. A lot of people hate the Kardashians. Because what a lot of people love them too, because it's still the number one show in the fucking world.
I don't remember. Isn't it going away?
It's like their last season. They're just filming it now. Thank God. But Jesus Christ, like, how could this show be so fucking famous? I don't understand.
Like, they're still going to have spinoffs and shit, though, right? Like the Kardashian dynasty is not going to die that quick, right?
No, God, no. Like, who knows? Like, Caitlyn Jenner is probably going to have her own. Like show or something. Like, this is, I'm a self-made billionaire. I didn't come from money. What?
Yeah, it entirely shot in her vagina, you know, type thing. Yeah. Let's see. I made some memes last weekend. One with the husky saying, "Thank God you're home." Antifa popped in the hall. I like that, Freak Five. That's pretty fun.
It's pooped in the hall.
He's pooped.
Yes. Oh, popped. Antifa pooped in the hall. He's the dog is blaming Antifa for
he
his
said,
actions.
But he wrote popped. He wrote pop.
I know. He spelled it wrong. He meant trying to fix it.
All right. Okay, what else you got, Break?
Yeah, like, this is – let's blame Antifa for everything. Yeah, they're fucking Republicans still trying to blame Antifa for the insurrection.
It's so stupid.
I really hate so many people right now. It's just – it's insanity.
Yeah.
No, I think that's all you need to know how to get viral. Getting wealth is another story. We don't have time to talk about that right now. Maybe we can talk about that another week.
Yeah. You can always catch COVID. That gets you viral.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too. Eric, I like that. That was excellent.
Wow. That is not the viral I think he was referring to. But...
I know, but I'm being an ass.
I love it.
Famous or infamous, Weiland says. Yeah, exactly. What else you got, Break?
That is all for Dear Break Man today.
All right. I think
you all learned something. You're all welcome.
I was about ready to say thank you, Breakman, for basically making up a bunch of shit as you go. I love it. It's awesome. And
that is horse crap. And you know how I can prove it?
Oh man, I like that. I like that as well.
Wait.
Man.
So if the harmonica is not an instrument, it wasn't. In the incident.
It's true.
All right, Freak Five says another one, the guy with the crazy hair from Ancient Aliens, and instead of it saying aliens, I changed it to say Antifa. Okay. Oh, boy, man. Memes, you got to love them. I've been in the same room with that guy, Weiland says. Okay. Really? Wow. At a convention, I bet. Bet you any money. All right. Well, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Breakman.
I've mostly just been playing Code Vein. I would like to meet the person who did the level design of the game, just so I can bitch slap him. Or her. You know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what gender, just, you know.
Yeah, he really freak-fived that one, didn't he, Break?
Wow. No, I'm kidding. Code Vein developers, Nandai Bamco, I think.
There's a specific developer that I think isn't an internal at Namco. I don't know. It's whatever group did the God Eater games.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fun game, but I definitely got some problems with it. Like, it has the option, obviously, to play online, but you can play it offline, and there's still no pause button.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's just like a Souls game. Basically.
Like I said, they really freak-fived that one, huh?
It's fucking irritating, is what it is. Like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, come back, and I'm dead, or back at spawn. Like, what happened? Oh, you were killed by something. Yeah, fucking shit.
You were just killed by something. We don't know what, but you
just need
killed.
To find a safe area. Go back, retreat if you need.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned to do that basically, but I did have the incident where I was paused. I was looking at the map, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm almost dead. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, I guess my controller was almost dead with battery, so it wasn't vibrating. I was taking damage. What the fuck? Oh, I'm getting beat up on the map, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, that happens in like the Souls games, man. Like you better like be, you better kill everything in the area, because if you don't, man, then, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it's just there's fun to be had with it. I gotta say though, I don't give a crap about any of the characters. Really, I don't know. Like it tries too hard to make me like the characters, I think.
Yeah. Freak 5 said, what was the incident, Break? I don't know what he's referring to.
Oh, we can't talk about that.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Wyland says, nothing I could do. I was blocking online lag. I've been playing Street Fighter Alpha 3 Max. Game is hard. Freak says he's been playing Sinners and Saints, the walking
game. You mean the PSP game?
He's emulating it, though, on
PC.
Yeah. Yeah.
PPSC or whatever.
I have that for the PSP, actually.
Yeah. Street Fighter Alpha 3, yeah. What else have you been playing, Break?
Smash Brothers. Just playing for the single player. I've played online a few times to get my ass handed to me.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. But that's still fun.
That's it. That's what I don't understand about online. Why can't they just match noobs with noobs and, like, really good players with really good players, and then you get better, and then you can move up, you know? I don't know. It's just so stupid.
A lot of it's based on region and stuff like that. Like, they try and pair you up with somebody who's going to give you the least lag.
Got you.
And try and be, like, in your kind of, like, your realm. I mean, that's what matchmaking does anyway. But I don't know what the fuck Nintendo uses, so... I don't know.
Yeah. Wyland says, I'm using the PPSSPP core in RetroArch.
Wait, if you can use it in RetroArch, does that mean I could play PSP games on my SNES Classic or something? Or is it lacking power and I have to use another device, like maybe the PlayStation Classic?
Nerds. Nerds. That's all I heard, man. Like when you're saying all that, that's all I heard. What else? Anything else, Blake?
Really, I was listening enthusiastically. I just want you to know that, Eric. I was not thinking that.
Well, again.
No, that's all I've been playing. I don't want to say anything else that might make you call me a nerd or something.
Haven't you ever seen that movie, man? Nerds.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. All right. Let's see. Freak 5 says, have you watched the second season of The Boys?
Yes, I finished it.
I have not. I want to, though, because it is good. It's good. It's really, really good. All right,
it has some of the most entertaining gore in really any show. Like, just funny fucking gore.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't top Ash versus Evil Dead, but it's still, like, some funny fucking gore. Like, the scenes that, like, there are scenes like, oh my god, did they just, they're really, oh my god.
Freak 5 says, new favorite character is Butcher's Dog Terror. Yeah.
I like my favorite character is Deep. He's the most pathetic, worthless piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, basically, they make all the Aquaman jokes about him, not necessarily like in the same way. Like, you go talk to the fish and stuff, but it's like, you know, let's go do this. And Deep's like, I'm right, I'm with you. No, not you. You're not.
Not you. Yeah, yeah. He's like the worst of the worst.
Isn't he also kind of like a molester or something?
He's a rapist, but he's absolutely pathetic in every way. Like, he thinks he's like a cool hero and stuff like that. And every time he tries to do something good, it backfires spectacularly.
But they're all terrible, so it doesn't
matter. Oh, yeah, yeah. All the heroes are terrible. He's one of the worst.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's a rapist.
Yeah. Yeah, that lead you up
in,
there.
In the first season, that's what gets him kicked out of, like, the big group in the first season.
Yeah.
And the second season's him trying to make a comeback, and I don't want to spoil some of the stuff, but it's just he does some – I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
Because he is beyond stupid. Everything he touches is going to turn to shit, and it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, so he's Trump.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Except for not rich and nobody listens to him, pretty much, and he's a joke to everybody for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the line, Pippi Longstocking would bite a D. Yeah. All right. What have you been playing, Eric?
More Ace Attorney: Spirit of Justice. I've actually finished that. I'll review it later, but I'm still getting through the special DLC episode. But that's fine. I can just review it without that. But I also played some more Final Fantasy X-HT. I got all the way to the end game. I tried to do some of the stuff and realized I probably won't go for the platinum because there's too much involvement. I mean, I am going to go and do some of that stuff, but I'm not going to pull my hair out trying to dodge lightning and trying to get the Khalad Bog through the choke.
Oh, yeah, fuck all that nonsense, man. It's just stupid. Just dumb. What else you been playing, Eric?
But, like, I decided to shelf it for now and pick up Sekiro again. And I actually managed to defeat Kenichiro where I left off last time before I stopped playing it.
Ooh, that's good,
man. Especially since I can play it at 60 frames now on the PS5.
Yeah. It says, looks like the PlayStation Classic has enough power to play PSP games, Wyland says. Well, there you go.
I might do that. Because, I have a PlayStation, Vita TV, but it doesn't have the full range because you have to whitelist it, and I don't want to mess with that. So I'd rather mess with something like the PSP Classic if I can find it.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
Bloodstained Classic Mode, which I also have a review for.
Okay, cool. All right. I've been playing MPQ. I beat Demon Souls, so I'll have a review in just a bit. I'll do a quick review because I think Eric already reviewed it. Did you not, Eric? I think you reviewed it.
Yeah.
And I've also been playing Call of Cthulhu. So, and I should have a review for Call of Cthulhu maybe next week. Not 100% sure, but got some stuff to say about that game as well. All right, since we're talking about reviews, Eric...
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Break, did you have a review?
You haven't seen The Boys Season 2, so no, I don't.
Yeah, I have not, so... All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, which one do you want me to do first?
Ace Attorney.
Okay, Ace Attorney Spirit of Justice is the sixth game in the main series, not counting Ace Attorney Investigations and The Great Ace Attorney, which is going to be localized eventually, but because of the little info dump a while ago, Capcom hasn't officially confirmed it, but it did have an English translation and it did mention English subtitles being an option. So, this game was on the 3DS, just like Dual Destinies, and you could also play an HD version on the iOS or Android device. And I kind of really hate how they rebranded the series as Ace Attorney Phoenix Wright when this game is clearly a sequel to Apollo Justice, because he has four cases that he solves in this, even though technically one of those cases is connected to the other, to the fifth case, because it's like three cases in one, because the two are connected, and then they actually split the fifth episode into it's one big episode when it's actually just two episodes slammed together. But Phoenix only got two, and then Athena got one, and in fact, she actually gets the shaft most of the time in the game, and I kind of a little bummed out about that, because I thought she'd get more time to shine, so I'm guessing maybe the sequel will actually be all her, because somebody tells me Apollo is not going to come back quite right away, and she's going to have to lead the charge, because Phoenix will have to go do something, just like the last game, this game, because that's the premise, because somebody from Apollo's past shows up, and Phoenix goes to the country where he came from to visit Maya, who's training, and he has to hold down the fort, basically, back in the... the game pretends that the game still takes place in America, and I feel like the country that they go to was a way of trying to make up for the fact that they had new localization canon where the game takes place in the U.S., and they have to have, a Japanese-esque equivalent. So, but like it's more, it's not even really a Japanese stand-in because it's more Tibetan and Malaysian in nature, because it's all, because this country is supposed to have like a religious ideology that's very akin to Buddhism.
Okay.
But so like that also comes into play during Phoenix's trials, because they have this new seance mechanic where it's basically like a normal testimony, but you have to pay attention to a video being played and then pause it at a certain frame and then point out certain inconsistencies with the testimony that's being given at the right statement. So it's kind of interesting. It's not dissimilar to Athena's memory matrix sequences in the previous game, both a new twist.
Okay, so what do you give an Ace Attorney Spirit of Justice, Eric?
I really liked it. I think it's my favorite in the series, because I liked how much character development they gave Apollo, because I felt like Apollo's involvement in the previous game was kind of weird, and they kind of fixed one of the sticking points in that game where he went head-to-head with Phoenix because he was completely biased, but now he's doing it because of circumstances that were beyond either character's control.
Okay.
But I'm giving this game a 9.5. And if only because Athena was sidelined way too much.
Wow. Almost a perfect score. A lot of those games are really good, Eric. I just never got around to playing much of
them. I'm kind of hoping that they port 4 through 6 on modern consoles soon.
Yeah. But,
like, I think the Capcom leaks sort of hinted at that. Like, about several Ace Attorney games coming out, and that might be one of them.
Okay. In chat, Freak says, I started watching Ratchet this week. More sex going on in that asylum than I expected. I didn't know whether or not to start that series, Freak 5. Let me know if it's good. All right, what else you got, Eric?
Bloodstains Classic Mode, which is basically a short little 6-level romp. It's basically, what if Bloodstained played exactly like the original Castlevania? And I mean that literally, because the level structure and the enemies you fight are mostly the same, but only using the Bloodstained characters.
Yeah. Now,
in case you want to know just how much of a spiritual successor Bloodstained is to Castlevania, because Capcom, or Konami, basically destroyed that franchise.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so what are you giving Bloodstained Classic Mode, Eric?
I'm gonna give it, a 7.5.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a bad effort. I mean, it's a little side project that Waveform did, because like, I was wondering what Waveform's involvement with the project was, and this is it. But like, I guess it wasn't ready for release, so now it's out.
Okay, so can you have to buy that separate, Eric? Or?
No, it's a part of, it's a free update.
They
basically handle all the updates and additional content they're adding to the game, like Shovel Knight did theirs.
Okay,
you bought the game, it just gets up, thrown in with an update.
Gotcha.
I think there was like another sequence we talked about last week where like, that Kingdom 2 Crowns game has some crossover content in the game there as well that also dropped the same day this did. But the problem is, it's so new, I haven't seen any videos on how to actually access that content, because apparently to go to the new area, you need to get a crown item and then wear that somewhere and get there. Yeah. And all the people reporting this never bothered to mention how to get access to the content.
Yeah. All right. I got a review real quick. I'm going to review Demon Souls. I beat that game, which gives me bragging rights over Wyland in chat, if he's still listening.
Wyland's probably busy playing fighting games, that's why.
As a matter of fact, I can now declare I'm one of the greatest video game players of all time, because I beat it. And, like, I beat most of the bosses, like, first try. So, like, I was thinking, like, where's the challenge? People are saying Demon's Souls is the absolute, one of the hardest games ever, And I go in there and I just demolish the game.
It only
took me like 45 hours to boot. So
this is why they made Dark Souls much harder.
Yeah, Dark Souls is really hard, man. But Dark Souls is beatable, man. I did pretty good on Dark Souls. I never beat that game either. But no, Demon Souls is something that I can like.
Alon's like the hardest boss in the game, other than maybe Maneater. Yeah. Maneater is only really hard because of the other one that joins.
Wow.
And Alon's got a lot of attacks that you can basically dodge easily because they're highly telegraphed attacks.
Demon Souls is good, man. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. I think the bosses were... I mean, I remember Demon Souls back in the day, so it's not like it's new territory for me, but... I mean, the updated visuals are obviously just stunning on the PS5. The controller is really nice. Even though it's not built for the DualSense, it still gives you some of that different haptic feedback that you never had. The bosses are fantastic. The upgrade...
Also, the microphone helps out, too, with the immersion.
Absolutely. Like, they're... You know, you can hear, like, gears grinding in your remote or your controller. You can hear...
Or whispers.
Yeah, you can hear whispers. You can hear, like... I mean, even when the fog clears up, you can hear it through your controller. So they did a really, really nice job. Bluepoint was definitely on point with that game. It's a easy 9 out of 10. And if I can beat it, anybody can beat it, to be honest with you. But... it does take some getting used to the mechanics, and leveling up your character is definitely recommended. So just keep grinding away and you'll eventually have a character, whether you choose magic. I chose melee, which is probably dumb for me because like magic seems to be like the easiest way to beat that game, to be honest. But really great game. Highly recommended. Once you guys get a PS5, it should be one of your first purchases, and it's worth every penny. It really is. Just really, really good. So there you go. Let's see. Getting caught up in chat. Wyland says, to be fair, it takes me years to finish games. That's no excuse, Wyland. If I beat Demon Souls before you, what does that say about you, sir? Freak5's talking about jerking off to TV shows. He said, I got caught up on the... What is that? Citations Needed podcast. Caught up, he said, on the Citations Needed podcast this week. I was so excited that they did an episode on Margaret Lovett. I was hoping they would. At the episode was as funny as I thought it was going to be. So that I'm busy? LOL. How dare you, Wyland, making excuses. That's what you're doing. You're just making excuses. I will say Demon's Souls did take me longer than the average player. It probably took me almost 50 hours to beat. Normal player can probably beat that game in like 20 hours or less. If you're a speedrunner, you're doing it in like, what, 3 hours or less. So, you know.
And so I think the fastest time for the game is like 32 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah, that aside, I mean.
But that involves like using the weird... glitch to warp to the end of an area. Yeah. But otherwise, I think it's closer to 40.
Yeah, I think the main point from this all is that Wyland is not as good as a gamer as I am. I think that's what we got from this. But anyways, 9 out of 10. Great game. Pick it up. Okay, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the week.
Wyland says, I'll do my best to be more like DSP. How dare you. Let's see, what else? Freakpie says, for those who don't know who Margaret Lovett is, she's famous for giving hand jobs to a dolphin named Peter.
Huh?
Wow. That's some context. Yeah, wow. So I need to pay. Did he do that, Wyland? Tell me that it's not so. Oh my God, that's a bunch of BS. All right, Rakeman,
that sounds like dolphin rape to me.
It does actually. Breakman, you're...
Except the person raped the dolphins the other way around. It's usually dolphins raping other dolphins.
No, he's talking about person raping the dolphin, man. That's exactly what he said. All right, Break, what you got?
Stink, I mean, rape is rape. It doesn't mean if it doesn't matter if it's a dolphin raping another dolphin or a dolphin raping a person or a person raping a dolphin. It's still rape.
I just get images of South Park, man. That dolphin episode with that, what's his name, where he wanted to be a dolphin.
Yeah, that Kyle's dad wanted to be a dolphin.
Yeah, Kyle's dad. All right, Break. Stinko of the week.
Okay. My stinkos. Well, more and more information's come out this last week about the insurrection that happened just a couple weeks ago, and the attack on our country. And we're finding more and more that the Republican Party, you know, we've been saying that, you know, they're contritious and the sedition and everything else. But now we know that members of the Republican Party have actively assisted in the insurrection.
Yeah.
Some of them giving tours to the people before, the day before they raided. We got the Clarence Thomas wife giving, bussing people in. We got Holly out there amping the people up before it starts. And then, like, we got Green and Lauren Dumbass, whatever her name is, you know, giving tours of the building. Like, here, you can see this. I mean, and she's so fucking stupid. Like, she self-busted herself, you know? Did you hear that?
One of the worst of the worst. I think. Are you referring to Boebert?
Yeah. Fuck her. She doesn't deserve to have her name said.
She is from Colorado, which is shameful, and I'm ashamed that she comes from my state. She does not represent those people. I know those people very well in Pueblo and Southern Colorado. I mean, there are quite a few conservatives down there. You know, especially when you get more towards Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs is a bunch of nutbags. That's where Focus on the Family is, that horrible religious organization that, you know, is just one of the worst in the country. Lauren Boebert is scum of the earth, trash, and she should be treated as such. She should be kicked out immediately. She should
be arrested immediately. Like, she actively helped show these assholes where things were going, and she went on Twitter during the insurrection saying, you know, she's not here anymore, Nancy Pelosi's not here, telling her fucking, like the cult, all the cult followers, just insanity. Fucking insane.
From what I gather, because there's conflicting reports, she actually... in real time tried to give locations of people.
Yes.
You know.
That's what I was saying, and she did with Nancy Pelosi. She was trying to tell them exactly where she was.
She's a nut job. And how those people, like, voted her in is just beyond me. Like, maybe they didn't know she was this bad. I don't know. It's beyond me.
From what I've heard, like, it's apparently it was a small area of the state that she was elected in.
It's not very small, man. Pueblo is like the third largest city in all of Colorado.
How the hell is... I don't understand, then.
It's just a conservative part. Like I said, it's almost by Colorado Springs, so you get a lot of that conservatism overlap there. And
no, but she's batshit insane. She is. Like, her whole platform was pro-gun. Like, it's just...
Yep.
We're everything is gun. You need a gun at all times. I guess... They liked their guns in Pueblo. Well,
I guess, man. Like I said, I know the area very well. It's a poor area. Like, Pueblo is, I mean, if you could go down I-25 and pass it up. Like, you know you're in Pueblo, but like it's sort of like, wow, this is kind of sad. You know, it's not the richest place in the world, and I find that a lot of these rural areas, you know, kind of the poorer areas, are like super conservative for some weird reason.
Religion is a factor. The community is another factor. They get from their parents and grandparents and such like that, and it stays within, you know, their friends and relatives and everything like that. They're all one side.
I think we're in agreement.
And then when you have the media, which isn't going, which we have the media really not giving facts for the most part, you know, yeah. Fox News, and they weren't even the worst of it. You know, there are worse networks than Fox News giving these just batshit crazy lies, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree, man. I don't want to get too into it, but she's a nutbag. Real quickly, Breakman, do you believe she's a traitor? Because I do.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
I think she should be tried for treason and yes. I'm not a big proponent of the death penalty. I think she should be in jail for the rest of her life.
Yes. Yes.
So,
I'm not advocating for anybody to be executed for treason. That's the way we used to do things.
Yeah,
but you know,
yeah,
there's a lot of things that used to be, and we've learned.
There's also a lot we can learn from traitors. You know what I mean? Like it's sort of the same thing. Like serial killers. Like, why don't you just kill them? They're a waste of space and stuff like that. There's a lot we can learn. You know, and it just. I mean, it goes a long ways into learning more about the psychology, and maybe if we can learn the psychology, we can, like, maybe eradicate that way of thinking. You know, I don't know. I don't know. There's lots of arguments against the death penalty, and that's too big of a thing. Anything else you got, Break?
No, I'm just I'm still sick about everything that happened, and the more we learn, the sicker it is. Like. After the insurrection, I didn't know, like, some asshole was smearing shit through the halls, you know, like, what the fuck? Seriously?
That's kind of the level of people you're dealing with, man. I mean, seriously, that's what you were dealing with. You were dealing with primates, pretty much, you know, and what do primates do but smear their shit around and, you know, throw it at people and eat it and do dumb shit.
It's absolutely disgusting. These people were completely insane, and I was just... I've been looking at, like, a lot of the arrests and a lot of the stuff going on. And did you see the clip of one of the MAGA at the airport crying and throwing a fit that he's been put on the no-fly list?
Yeah, there was an update to that story. I don't think he was put on the no-fly list. It was for something completely different, and he was not one of the people at the Capitol. So they kind of screwed the pooch on that story. I thought it was funny. The way that he was crying and stuff, but it was not the narrative that we wanted to be.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
We look for the people who were arrested, which that sucks because that was funny, but oh well. But looking for the people arrested and I'm seeing, you know, bunches of soccer moms. Among this crowd, like these people are parents. You know, they're passing this crap down to their kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how it is, man. Tradition is not,
you know,
not a good thing.
They're convincing their kids that the government is not real because Donald Trump is being screwed. He's the real president, and anything else is a lie. You know, this is an ideology that's got to be crushed. It's just got to be stopped.
I agree, and that goes into my stinko. Speaking of Break, Congress kicking the can. Like they had a real opportunity. Even as Republicans, to like if Mitch McConnell was any sort of leader, he would get in there and say, "We got to vote on this. Regardless of how anybody votes, we have to vote on this." And
I knew that he was going to do everything he could to kick it down the road because
he wants to blame it on
Democrats. In 100 days, it's not going to be that big of a topic for them. They're gonna, you know, it's everything the Republican Party can do to shield Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean. And also, he can shift blame to the Democrats, which who cares? Like, who gets the blame for it? You know, I mean, the big thing is that this guy needs to be brought to justice and convicted. That way, he can never run again. He was dangerously this close to becoming a dictator. You know what I mean? So that's my stinko. It kind of feeds into yours, Breakman, and you know, it is what it is. Eric, I didn't see a stinko for you. Did you have a stinko?
Not really.
All right, Freak says, my stinko, my USB storage for my PS4 has quit working. Some of these people have been turned into the FBI by their kids. Yeah, exactly. Like, I saw one where it was a lesbian, and she turned in her family. She had been kicked out by her family, and she recognized them as some of the people that...
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely seen family members, reporting other family members, like, I can't believe my brother did this. Like, I saw that story. Like,
yeah.
Just so gross.
So sad, but, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, nothing?
I mean, these people are convinced. Some of these people really are convinced that that they are patriots trying to save the world.
Yeah.
Like, saving America. But most of those people are just pieces of shit.
They are. They
want to overthrow the government. Like, they're just looking for an excuse.
Yep. All right, we got to move on here. Eric, you didn't have a stinko, so let's – I don't think you had a stinko, did you, Eric?
Oh, and for the, like, the soccer moms and stuff like that, I'm not, like, defending them in any way. Fuck them. They made their choice.
Yeah, absolutely. They should be in jail.
No, I don't have a stinko.
Okay, thanks, Eric, sorry, I didn't hear you.
Dude,
all right.
What does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
All right, Brake, what you got?
Well, one goes to the people who are brave enough to turn their family members in. Like, that's, I mean, that's got to be hard, you know, to see, like, your parents on the TV doing that and to call the fucking FBI on your own family members. It's got to be hard. But my sweeto goes to this last week. Has been bad news for one man in particular, and that man is Donald Trump. He has lost his support has dropped now to 29%, which I think is hilarious. But in the last couple weeks, he has lost support from Google, Facebook, Microsoft,
Twitter,
Stripe, Shopify, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitch, Reddit, and Twitter. Okay, mm-hmm. Parler got completely taken down. So that's gone. The PGA kicked him to the curb.
Good.
He had a tournament lined up for them, and they said, no, we can't be associated with you in any way.
Good.
Citigroup has said, yeah, we can't be with you anymore.
Deutsche
and
Bank?
What's that?
Deutsche Bank?
I was going to get to that,
oh, okay.
Frank.
Okay, sorry.
God damn it.
Sorry.
I'm done.
All right, JP Morgan, what else?
Favorite part of the whole damn story. Okay. Yeah, so Deutsche Bank and there's other ones have all cut off. There was a lot more, but Frank ruined all the fun. So.
Okay, so why is that significant, Frank, man?
Because they were the only ones willing to give him fucking money.
Yeah, lots
that
of money.
That was the big thing, which is why I was saving them for last, Frank.
Oh, sorry, man. Jesus.
Runner of surprises and fun.
I know. Frank. I always ruin everybody's surprise. Wyland says, Sweeto, my Stargate Universe Complete Series Blu-ray set got here Tuesday. Should be here Tuesday. I'll finally have Season 2 on Blu-ray. Granted, I now have two copies of Season 1. But still. Yeah, that's nice, man. Freak 5, Sweeto, remember when I said I was going to take on additional responsibilities at work and didn't know if I was getting a raise? I talked to the pharmacy director on Monday, and I will be getting a raise. So that's awesome, yeah. Freak 5. That's really good news. All right, Eric.
There were other ones that cut off. New York, obviously, is telling pretty much the Trump family, like, you better not even step anywhere near our state because we're going to bust you as soon as you do.
Ooh.
The Ivanka and Irvana and
Kushner?
And Junior have changed their residence to Miami, and a bunch of Miami clubs down there have already said, no, you can't be a part of our club.
Can you imagine that? A bunch of billionaires saying to a wannabe billionaire, sorry, can't join their club.
This is pretty fucking hilarious what's happening.
I mean, if the gutless wonders of the government aren't going to deport them, then this is as good as way any to dissuade them from staying here.
I'm pretty sure Trump...
And one of the things, like, people are saying, like, we need to send them... let me start over. I saw some people suggesting, like, the best punishment for Trump would be to make him live with his supporters.
Oh, God, that would be so good.
Like, he looks down on those people. He hates them so much. To be forced to live in their world would be absolute torture. But then I was thinking, like, he'd probably live like the king of the trailer park down there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they'd be all worshipping him and kissing his ass and everything.
And he'd be, like, degrading them behind their backs at every turn like he already
absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's going on with the Republican Party? A lot of it's pretty funny right now how they're turning on each other and throwing each other under the bus and everything else. It's funny to watch.
Yeah, just, for sure.
Eating their own to protect their own asses. And,
Yep, for sure. All right, Eric, do you have a Sweeto?
Yeah, I have two. I forgot to mark down one of them, though. And that would be Bruce Willis getting told to fuck off for entering a Rite Aid without a mask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good.
I've heard stories from, like, they don't want to get specific because they don't want to get in trouble, but stories from directors and other actors that he is one of the biggest assholes.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. I've heard that too. It's not surprising in the least.
Man. Yeah.
So.
But the other sweeto would be I'm finally back to a normal shift because I trained someone to do a second shift job.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's awesome, Eric.
But I have to work tomorrow because they need me there for reasons.
Yeah. All right. Kind of piling on to your Donald Trump list of stuff that he's not getting anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, he would never get any money from Sheldon Adelson anymore because he died. So I know that's kind of a morbid sweeto, but that guy has caused a lot of like what is like he's a big reason why we're at the point where we are today with the Republican Party. Like, so
I don't celebrate people's deaths, but I tell you what, when Rush Limbaugh does die, it will be my sweeto.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling, like, I'm different from you guys because I have no problem like saying like I'll fucking pee on somebody's grave, like how you were talking to, like with I actually would have no problem just doing it. Yeah. You know, like you know that's kind of the difference between you guys and myself. Like, I've never been one to back down from any bullshit, and I call bullshit for what it is. And Sheldon Adelson is one of the biggest assholes to ever live. He's a billionaire, which billionaires should not even exist, in my opinion. I think once you get to $999 million, I think every penny after that should be taxed at 100% tax rate, period. But he was an asshole, big-time donor to the Republican Party, and has fomented for years racism and Trumpism and all this shit. So the fact that he died is just awesome. So
I actually had another sweeto too that I almost forgot. The New York State Bar is disbarring Giuliani.
Well, that's to be expected. The guy is worthless. I mean, even a competent lawyer might have won at least another one or two of those case, those 65 cases, but.
Well, I know it's absolutely ridiculous that it got that far. Like him and that QAnon terrorist Sidney Powell need to be in prison.
Yeah, sure. I agree. Freak Five says so. It won't be a celebratory piss when you piss on Trump's grave. Oh, it. Trust me,
it'll be for me because I'll be really drunk.
Okay, so that is that. Also, the Browns beat the Steelers, so I'm not a big Browns fan or Steelers fan, but like. The Steelers, man.
I hate the Steelers.
Ben Roethlisberger, to me, is one of the biggest pieces of shit in the league, and got away with raping women, and he's just awful. So fuck him.
Yeah.
All right.
It was so, and I hate the Steelers anyway. Like, I just as a Bengals fan, I've seen them play dirty for years and years and years, and then finally the Bengals get a dirty player, and they act like it's the crime of the century. Like,
I know.
Assholes have been cheating for years.
Going even back to the 70s, all those great 70s teams, man, those guys are big fucking cheating assholes, man. Yeah. They're fucking. If you look at tape, man, they used to hit people like punch people like in between plays and.
Oh yeah.
I mean, a lot of teams did that, like the Broncos and Raiders. Like the Raiders used to do that for.
I was gonna say the Raiders would be another one that were really big into that stuff.
Yeah, the Raiders still are one of the most penalized teams in the league. But yeah, anyways, but so that gave me pleasure, even though I'm not a huge Browns fan. Like. The Broncos kicked the shit out of them two times in a row to go to the Super Bowl. But, you know, other than that, no, you know, nothing against the Browns or the Steelers, to be honest. But
I'm not a fan of the Browns. I play, you know, I'm a Bengals fan. So, but yeah. I hate the Steelers. I love seeing them lose.
Yeah, me too, man. I don't care who beats them. I'm making a prediction the Browns are going to beat the Chiefs this week too, Breakman. So I know that's a leap, but just, I mean, mark my words, they're going to win. So, all right. We need
They've
to move
got a
on.
Great O-line and their defense is pretty good. I don't know, man.
The defense for the Chiefs sucks this year.
I know, but Mahomes is fucking amazing.
Yeah, Mahomes is great, but the Browns got a defense that can hold them to about 27 points or so, 28 points, and the Browns have proven time and time again they can score more than 28. So
yeah, I have another speedo.
Okay, what you got?
My niece is on the verge of walking.
Yeah, I saw that, man. I saw the little videos, man. It's looking really good.
So
there,
she's
man.
Finally sick of your family, and she's taking off.
She's ready to go, man. She's ready to take
age
off.
One.
Yeah, she's like, "Fuck this, I'm out." Later. All right, let's do this. We got two rounds to get through, and not a lot of time, guys. All right, guys, we got two rounds to do this week of our tournament, the greatest 80s themes TV shows of all time. Not TV shows, just the themes to the TV shows. So let's get right into it, man. I was going to shuffle, but Breakman said, no, let's just roll with what we got. So let's just go with what we got. All right, first matchup, guys, Golden Girls versus Married with Children. Start with you, Breakman.
Oh, I love Married with Children. It's one of my absolute favorite shows, and the theme song's iconic, but Thank You for Being a Friend is just, that's a great theme. It really is. It's
it really
hard to
is,
top that.
It
Golden
really
Girls,
is.
I'm voting for.
Golden Girls, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with you guys, too. This was a tough one, and this is one of those tough matches I was talking about, but Golden Girls' theme is really fucking good, man. Oh. I think
Thank
it's really
you for
good.
Being a friend.
Yeah. All right. Next matchup we got here, Perfect Strangers versus Different Strokes. Different strokes to the world. You know, that whole deal. I've been on record as saying, I'm going to go first on this one. I'm picking Different Strokes. I am not a fan of the Perfect Strangers theme. I know it's
and
like...
you were wrong.
I think it's a great show. I thought the show was pretty good, but the theme sucks. So I'm picking Different Strokes. What say you, Break?
Well, you're wrong. Perfect Strangers has that awesome theme. It's your bias against harmonicas is why you don't like the theme. You have this prejudice against the poor Harmy has told me about your prejudice.
What you talking like, about, it, Break, man? On that note, Eric, you are the tiebreaker. What's a
I already
you?
Said Different Strokes.
Ah, Different Strokes kicks the shit out of Perfect Strangers, which is the way.
Yeah,
that
I
it
like
should be.
Perfect Strangers, but you're going off against Different Strokes.
Yeah, Different
this,
Strokes.
This tyranny. This is bias against harmonica. This is oppression.
Does the DS theme have its own game?
Frank's gonna go on a. He's gonna go on an insurrection.
It doesn't, but it's still lost, Weiland, so there
gonna,
you go.
He's going to round up a bunch of harmonicas, make a golem out of it.
All right, next matchup, guys. Otherworld, which I played last week, versus The Love Boat. Eric, you are up first.
I'm going with Otherworld.
The one-time break. Break was not right, Weiland. What's wrong with you? So you go with Otherworld. Breakman, what say you? I think we're both going to be
trapped all over him. That's right. Crapped all over me.
I did. Perfect Strangers sucks, man. That theme sucks. That theme is awful. Different Strokes is a superior theme, and we proved it already. So there you go. All right, Break. What you got? Otherworld or Love Boat?
Oh, yeah, the Love Boat.
I am also going with Love Boat, man.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of the show, but the Love Boat. That's the kind of theme.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that, you know, it's kind of like uppity. You know, in a way, but still kind of good. You know, I like it, too. All right. Otherworld had a decent theme, too, but you know, not as memorable. What's going on here? Okay. Next matchup for us is, this is a big one, guys, Dallas versus A-Team. All right, what say you, Breakman?
I got to go with A-Team. Like, it sums up the entire show, and it's catchy at the same time.
I like the A-Team theme as well, so that's a clean sweep. All right, next matchup. Oh, here's the big one, guys. Miami Vice versus Knight Rider. And, Eric, I'll start with you.
I'm on Knight Rider.
Knight Rider, really? Wow, okay. Breakman, what say you?
Maybe you should go up next, Frank.
I'm picking Miami Vice, man. I mean,
because I'm going with Knight Rider.
Wow, you guys are totally wrong, man. Miami Vice is the much better theme. You guys suck.
Hey, the Knight Rider theme was so well loved. Not just let me see, Busta Rhymes sampled it. System of a Down sampled it. I'm just saying, like Knight Rider theme.
Knight Rider theme. It's a great theme. I mean, no question. I told you this is a Titanic matchup, but goddamn, that was too quick from you. guys, man. There wasn't even a debate. It wasn't even like, oh, man, this is such a tough one and blah, 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 you know, all this shit. But no.
We've helped people.
You guys had to fucking ruin it.
Why are we getting baby metal?
We're not getting baby metal, are we?
It popped up for some reason on your screen.
Miami Vice is a great theme. Don't get me wrong, Frank.
You guys suck, man.
Play Knight Rider.
Play Knight Rider? You want me to play Knight Rider? Well, then I'll fucking play Knight Rider, man. Jesus Christ. If I can even find the goddamn... Knight Rider theme. Here we go. They even have a remix. I could probably play that without... without getting in trouble. Hold on. Let me see if there's commercials. Oh, here we go. That's pretty good, man. I can't argue too much, but still, you guys didn't even debate, man. That was... Man, you guys are something else. I hate you guys. Going home. All right.
So disappointed in your life, Frank.
Wyland is exiled. How dare you, Sue, until you played that.
Frank.
I couldn't remember the Miami... What is wrong with you, Wyland? Jesus Christ, man. That's awful. Freak 5 says the 18, so we all were in agreement on 18. All right. L.A. Law versus MacGyver. I'm going to go first on this because I already know what you fucks are going to say. So I'll take MacGyver. I'll take L.A. Law. And let me guess, you guys are going to say MacGyver. Breakman, you're up first. I was correct. And you, Eric.
Actually, I don't know. L.A. Law is really like a really iconic theme.
It really is. It really is. It's an underrated theme in my view. But, you know. Who am I? I just thought that.
But I really liked the MacGyver theme, too. So.
They're both good, man. This is another Titanic.
All right, play them both. You got
all right. Here's L.A. Law, if I can type. L.A. Law theme song. Here we go. In stereo. Do you guys want the stereo one?
Stereo?
Yeah. Here we go. Those fucking horns, man.
Yeah, it's really a really good, iconic theme.
Really, really good. Okay,
when
you
hear it, you know what you're watching, you know.
Yeah, all okay.
Right, MacGyver's turn.
MacGyver. MCG. Where are you at? MacGyver. Oh, there it is. Jesus Christ, man. It's hard to see these things. All right, you know, especially when you get my age. All right, here's the theme song to MacGyver. I have to say, like, MacGyver's more dramatic, but...
That wasn't really even the start of the song, though. I didn't get into the...
Well, I can't do too much without a little bit of commentary, because I'll play a little more.
Well, MacGyver's a different show entirely.
It sounds
I love that part.
Yeah, that part's really good, man. I mean, I gotta say, everybody's saying MacGyver. So, what are you guys saying?
I already picked MacGyver.
All right, I'm gonna go with L.A. Law.
Ooh, so it's up to me. I'm gonna say fuck you to Chad, and I'm gonna say fuck you to Eric. I'm going with L.A. Law as well.
Like, I love that part when it switches from that opening to that, like...
We can hear Wild and say Dragon Shit Artist.
It almost sounds like Chippendales theme to me. Chippendales, you know, like... anyways.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I wonder who got that. They got that from.
Exactly. Okay, goddamn you, Frank. Wyland says, yeah, see? I mean, there you go. That's what you get for not being nice to me, guys. I'm just saying. All right. Fame versus Amazing Stories. Eric, I'll go with you first.
John Williams versus Fame.
I'm gonna live forever. You know, I'm gonna learn how to fly. Fame!
I'm gonna go with Amazing Stories.
All right, Breakman, what are you saying?
God, I hate that show so fucking much, but that theme song, like, yeah, Fame.
You're gonna go with Fame?
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
Wow, amazing stories, John Williams, though, man. I get to pick this again. All right, I picked against Eric this time. I'm picking with Eric this time. I'm going with Amazing Stories, which is a slight upset in my view because Fame has a really good song, man. It's really, really fucking good. All right, next matchup. Well, at least Miami Vice is gone. And how dare you? What is wrong with Weiland?
Wait, man? Did you hit the soundboard?
What is? Oh boy!
I heard a beep.
Yeah, I heard like a buzz, like wrong answer, motherfucker.
No, that's just me like being pissed off at Weiland and censoring myself. So, you know, just for that, Weiland, you're gonna get a little bit of this. This is what you're gonna get. Yeah, that's what you get, Weiland, for, you know, keep it up. That's what I'm saying. All right, Full House versus Family Matters, guys. I'm going to go with Breakman first on this one.
Oh, play Family Matters. It's been a long time since
okay. I've Okay, let's get the old YouTube back up and running. And let's go with Family Matters does have a decent theme. I don't know if it's going to beat Full House, but let's see.
I love that show, by the way. I really love Family Matters.
You like? Yeah, I like Family Matters as well. As a show, the theme, I don't know. All right, let's see. Theme song. I guess this is from season 6. I didn't know that they had different.
That's the same thing.
Pretty good, man. It's pretty good. It's a rare condition this day and age. It's really good, man. It's really, really good. All right. What was that again? I can't remember. Weiland says, how dare you? Okay. So Full House, we all know Full House, right? I mean, do I have to play Full House versus Family Matters? All right, break.
I'm going to go Full House.
Okay. What say you, Eric?
Full House.
I'm going to go with Full House as well. Clean sweep. All right. In chat, how dare you, Freak 5, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Just for that, man. Just for that. I'm going to bug you guys until the end of time for that one, I'm telling you. All right. Saint Elsewhere versus Punky Brewster. Breakman, I'll go with you first again. How dare you, Weiland?
Saint Elsewhere.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Punky Brewster.
I think I'm gonna go with Saint Elsewhere, Break. As much as I want to pick Punky Brewster, I really do like the St. Elsewhere theme. I think it's a really good
theme. It was a hard choice, I think.
Yeah, it's a really hard choice. Okay, next round, Fall Guy versus Remington Steele. Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
Remington Steele.
Okay, what about you, Break?
The Lonesome Stuntman.
Okay, let me listen to the Remington Steele theme just real quickly one more time. Yep, I am gonna go with Fall Guy on that.
Nice.
Yeah, I really do like the Remington Steele theme, but Fall Guy, you can't beat Lee Majors singing, man. It's pretty tough. Okay, here's another Titanic matchup, guys. Airwolf versus Simon and Simon. I'm going to go first on this. I think those are two of the greatest of all time, but I think Airwolf is really, really tough to beat. So, Breakman, what say you?
Yeah, I have to agree with you. As much Airwolf. As I love Simon and Simon, and I fucking love the show and the theme, the Airwolf theme is one of the best themes ever made.
Yeah, Weiland says Punky's coming back. Wonder if the theme will be the same. Did you want to hear the Punky Brewster theme? Maybe I was wrong. But let's hit that Punky Brewster theme song for everybody that's listening. Full length version. I don't know if I want the full length version, man. Come on, man. Not the cartoon. Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go. Oh, Bud Light. We got to listen to Bud Light commercial first, so I will talk through it.
That was a cartoon until you reminded me. Thanks, oh,
yeah.
Frank.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Frank.
Maybe the world is blind. Oh, I'm glad I picked against it, man. That theme sucks, man. I got to get that off of my palette, so in order to do that, I'm going to do this. Okay, I'm in the right mindset, guys. Let's see. So, Airwolf versus Simon & Simon. Break, you picked Airwolf. Eric, what are you picking?
Airwolf.
I'm also picking Airwolf, as much as I do love Simon & Simon. And it had a great theme. Not only was it a good show, but it did have a great theme. But
and you need to play the theme now.
Of what? Simon & Simon?
Airwolf. What do you mean? Airwolf.
Oh, Airwolf.
That wasn't. He just played it.
I didn't play the Airwolf thing.
Oh.
I'm going to play the Airwolf thing as soon as I can type. So you just, I'm just wasting time until I can find the fucking Airwolf theme, okay? And I just happened to find it,
yeah.
And it's like...
It's because you're typing in wolf, isn't it?
Oh, how dare you. Dare you, son of a bitch. So good. God damn, that gives me chills just listening to that break, man. It's so good. Yep. I wasn't asking for the cartoon, Frank. Learn to fucking read. How dare you, son of a bitch? I didn't say the cartoon. God damn it. Exiled. Just because I want to exile you. Let's see. I'm surprised that Punky isn't a reboot. Yeah. Okay. Vaguely remember the cartoon. God, it was so bad. Airwolf is so good, though, guys. I mean, that's going to be tough to beat going forward. But it's going to go up against one of these.
What is the reboot going to be on? What station? Is
it like Netflix.
Amazon Prime or something?
Yeah, it's going to be on something like that. How dare you, Freak 5. All right. Next matchup, Matlock versus Night Court. Eric, I'll go with you first.
Night Court.
Okay, what about you?
Night Blake? Court, come on.
Matlock has such a good thing,
guys. Punky's going to be on Peacock. Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
Peacock. That I just have... I'm hoping it doesn't last, but I have a feeling Peacock's not going to survive.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the first ones to...
It's going to be like Quibi.
Yeah.
I actually think it has a big backing, man. I think Peacock's going to be around for a while, but I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping it doesn't because I'm tired of...
So CBS Access is their own thing. Peacock's is NBC's.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other one doesn't even... ABC doesn't even have one right now.
That's because ABC's owned by Disney.
I was going to say because they're Disney.
Oh, that's right.
They have theirs already.
They have theirs already. Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm going with Night Court as well. You guys talked me into it. But, man, Night Court's going to be up against a bus on next week. Or actually in the next round because we're going to do the next round too. All right. Charles in Charge versus TJ Hooker, Breakman.
Charles in Charge of our wrongs and our rights.
Over TJ Hooker? Really? Wow. Okay. What say you, Eric?
TJ Hooker.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to play TJ Hooker, and we'll decide from there. I'm
the
type.
Introducing Michelob Ultra.
Before I get all the stupid ads. I know, man. I mean, that's the problem, man. Okay, here we go.
So many beer ads.
That's a good theme. I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's fucking good, man. God, this is a hard matchup, to be honest with you, man. I've been going against Break for so long. I'll take Charles in Charge, Break, man. Even though
nice.
I think TJ Hooker is a really underrated theme. All right, next one, Mr. Belvedere versus Bosom Buddies. I would have taken TJ Hooker, Weiland, but I've been picking against Breakman almost all.
I'm going for Mr. Belvedere.
Okay, you're going for the old timey deal versus Billy Joel's My Life. What say you, Breakman?
I gotta agree with Eric.
Okay, so I'm overruled. Bosom Buddies should have won, but Bernie's highly disappointed.
I am
in love with Billy. She says she's in love.
I love Mr. Belvedere's theme, though.
It does. Mr. Belvedere's got a great theme, man. It's just unique and good, man. Okay, Hunter versus the Hogan family. I'll go with you, Break, man.
Hunter.
Okay, Eric.
Hunter.
I'm also going with Hunter, even though the Hogan family did have a good theme. So Hunter moves on. All right, next round or next matchup. Give me a break.
We just give it to Cheers.
Give me a break versus. Hold on, Eric. It's not as easy as first as you might think. Are you picking Cheers? Cheers versus Give Me a Break. All right, Eric is picking Cheers. I'm going to pick Give Me a Break, which means Breakman gets to be the tiebreaker.
I have to check Cheers.
All right. It was a hard choice, but in interest of fairness, Cheers moves on. Cheers. All right, so we're going to do the next round rapid fire here, guys. Cheers versus Hunter. How about that? Breakman, you go first.
Cheers. I'm going to change my answer now. Damn you, Hunter. Suck on that. Cheers.
All right, Eric?
Cheers.
I would have picked Hunter, but you guys picked Cheers. You guys want to hear the... All right, let's give Hunter the proper send-off it needs, guys. Sorry. Okay. I have to do this because it's losing, and it shouldn't have lost. But if it's going to lose, I mean, I guess losing to Cheers isn't the worst thing in the world. So
I mean, everybody knows your name in Cheers.
Everybody does know your name in Cheers, so that's really good. Okay. All right, so here's the Hunter theme, if I can properly get it up here. God, that's such a good theme.
That is a good theme.
That's such a good theme. All right, Cheers moves on. All right, Charles in Charge versus Mr. Belvedere. Eric, you're up first.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go with Mr. Belvedere again.
Okay, Breakman?
There were two versions of the Charles in Charge theme. The second one was better than the original. Mr. Belvedere didn't need to change it because they got it right the first time.
Okay.
So Mr. Belvedere.
I'm also going to go with Mr. Belvedere. It's clean sweep. It wins
so
out.
Going to play Charles in Charge now? Or
should I play Charles in Charge? You want me to play Charles in Charge? Breakman,
yes,
you get it.
You just play a clip of it. Come on.
I can only type so fast.
You're not typing fast enough.
Well, I'm typing one-handed because I have to hold my mic in the other.
Mic. That's what you named it, huh? Your mic.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. How dare you? Okay, here's the...
Bernie just said that's my mic?
No, that's my job, she said.
Oh, that's my mic.
That song sucks, man. How could you...
That's the first season version, man. Like,
okay,
that's...
all right. Let's do... Yeah, that's season one. Fuck, they don't have the right.
Know.
That's
when
all you get.
We got the gist of it. It's
yeah,
right.
Charles in Charge. All right, Airwolf versus Night Court.
Days and nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. I want.
All right.
You're not going to stop me. You're just going to keep going.
I am letting you go, man. This is I can clip these sound bites out like no other, man. So, Airwolf versus Night Court.
Oh, man.
Airwolf.
Love both of these shows. Night Court was one of my favorite shows. And Airwolf has one of the worst endings to any TV show ever.
Yeah. But
actually,
we're not.
Night Court has a pretty bad ending, too, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But Airwolf was just so terrible. But the fucking theme song isn't. God damn, you can't beat that theme song. Airwolf, baby.
Yep, Airwolf it is, man. It does have a really good fucking theme, man. I actually think Airwolf's going to take the whole fucking thing. But anyways, St. Elsewhere versus Fall Guy. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm picking Fall Guy. I know the St. Elsewhere theme is really good, but I'm picking Fall Guy. What say you, Eric?
Fall Guy, I guess.
Okay, what say you, Break?
Make that a clean sweep, baby. Let's go.
All right, yeah. Fall Guy, done. All right, Amazing Stories versus Full House. Breakman, going with you. Yeah, did Night Court really end, though, Weiland says. Yeah, it didn't really end, man. Didn't have a...
Let me see. Bull went with Aliens. Dan... decided to dedicate his life to winning Christine's heart. I think Christine became a judge, or was becoming a judge.
And the rest became porn stars. All right.
I don't remember what happened for everybody else, though. Oh, well.
Okay, Breakman. Amazing Stories, Full House.
Full House.
Eric?
Full House.
I would have picked Amazing Stories, but you fuckers picked Full House, so Full House moves on.
Williams is Williams, but I think Full House had a more enduring score.
Oh, God. Okay, Knight Rider versus L.A. Law. This is another Titanic matchup, man. I'm going to go first. I'm going to go against what I think you guys are going to say. I'm going to pick L.A. Law. What are you picking, Break?
Well, you were exactly right. I'm going with Knight Rider.
Okay, Eric?
Knight Rider.
All right. See, I kind of knew it. That's why I picked it. So, but just as a send-off, we'll play L.A. Law one more time. Okay. And, I mean, you know, you got to show a little love.
It's an iconic theme.
It really is, man. And a lot of people don't remember the show that much, but the theme is really good. So I'll play a little bit of
that.
Now that we help people customize our tournament, we can actually get to the theme song, which we'll play right here. I want to hear that. That's what I want to hear. Such a good theme song. Okay. You guys suck. I think you were wrong on that, but whatever. Okay, Love Boat versus A-Team. I'll go with you, Eric.
A-Team.
Break, I think this is going to be a clean sweep, to be honest.
A-Team.
Yep, I'm going with A-Team as well. Not that hard. I mean, Love Boat's a great theme, but, I mean, come on, it's A-Team, right? All right, last one for this week, guys. Golden Girls versus Different Strokes. I'll go with you, Eric.
Golden Girls.
Breakman?
Golden Girls.
Okay, I will also go with Golden Girls, even though Different Strokes did have a really good theme. So that sets up our final eight, gentlemen. You want to hear these matchups? Golden Girls versus the A-Team next week. Can the senior citizen ladies take down the A-Team is the big question. Knight Rider's going up against Full House, a bunch of kids versus a badass car and David Hasselhoff. Fall Guy will be going up against Airwolf. Mr. Belvedere will be going up against Cheers in our lovely section of the themes. So there you go, guys. There's our final eight for next week. So sets us up really, really nice. What do you guys think? What's your favorite going in all the way, Break?
Airwolf's a really hard one to beat. I'm going to go with Airwolf.
I think A-Team's going to have a hard – I mean, it's going to be hard to beat A-Team, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Eric, what's your favorite going in?
Probably A-Team.
Breaking news from Freak 5, although I don't think it was breaking, that the NRA filed for bankruptcy. All it is a move just so they can move to Texas, Breakman. They're moving from, I think, New York to Texas. Not a big deal.
Get out of a lawsuit.
Yeah,
they're basically just running to try and avoid like the law, pretty much. And we're avoiding taxes. No, it's because New York's cracking down on your shit, and you're not happy with that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Sorry. Okay. So our final eight is set for next week. You guys are not going to want to miss out on that. I think we should do our plugs now. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at @break_man on Twitter and at @RPGrinders on Twitter. Or you can join us in chat where you talk about Night Court, and that's what we're doing now.
Yeah, they're talking about Night Court right now in chat, which they need to reboot that series or do something, man. That was a good series. Eric, plug away.
All right. You can find reviews I've written on sites like BostonBastardBrigade.com. Still looking for alternates. I mean, I could write something for Total EGN, but I still don't know what the status of that is yet. But, okay. I didn't get to write anything this week or last week, but maybe on Sunday I'll write something. I'll have it ready for next week. But, if you like what I've written, you want to support me, there's my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, at EricRPG. So me, as little as a dollar would help out.
Yeah, make sure you check out at EricRPG. Click on that link, and that'll take you right to Eric's Patreon. Anything else, Eric?
No.
All right. I'm up next. I think L.A. Law, the theme to L.A. Law got screwed in this election cycle, and I want a recount. And you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all of the systems, RP Grinders. I want to thank everybody in chat. Let's see. Let me thank all the chatters here. Freak 5, of course, was in there. Another TV viewer, Commander Root. Bernie was in chat. What up, Bernie? She's sitting next to me. F Top Air was in chat. Have This Too was in chat. Thanks for joining. Wyland, of course, was in chat. Joint Effort was in chat. Yeah, it is a joint effort. And Silky Gnome 225 was also in chat. Thank you all.
I do have a plug.
Okay.
Another plug.
All right.
If you're into the Incredible Hulk and Broly from Dragon Ball Z, there's a death battle for them.
Oh, cool. Everybody should check out Demon's Souls once you get a PS5. It's a must own. It's a great game, so make sure you check that out. Make sure you check this out. All right, make sure you check out Miami Vice.
I'm going to give the link to Breakman because I know he'd be interested in watching this.
You know what else Breakman would be interested in? Hearing this. That's what he would be interested in. Let's see, what else? I think that's about it. You guys have anything else before we leave?
Nope.
No, let me ask Harmy. Harmy, you have anything? That's it? That's all you got, Harm?
I understood him. You know what he said? He wants to hear this. So, there you go.
Harmy was trying to play along with it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's play a little more. I can hear a little harmonica in the background there. Yeah, there you go.
Someone give me Disney Plus. Yeah.
Violet
Break
says,
wants HBO Max. I want Disney Plus. What do you want? Netflix?
Disney Plus. Wyland says,
you have Disney Plus.
I do have Disney Plus. Dragon Vice.
Saying what free platform that you don't have that you want?
One that I don't have. Well, I just got rid of HBO Max, so probably HBO Max. I just got it to see.
Well, you get to re-sign up for it in March when you can watch Godzilla.
I am definitely going to get it in March, so I can see Godzilla.
Like, I want it for the DC. But then there's also the movies that'll be coming up. The only thing I really care about is the DC platform.
Yeah.
I was looking at everything else, and they've got a lot of options. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah, Weathering with You's on there now, as is Promare. So Freak, that's another reason for you to watch Trey.
Freak 5 wants to know what are Harmy's plugs. Here's Harmy's plug. Okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
Stay safe, I guess.
All right. Breakman, anything else?
Wash your hands.
Yes. Make sure you wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Stay away from people for the most part, you know.
And wash other people's hands too.
Yeah, exactly. Just be careful.
Just trying to be helpful.
Yep, exactly. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, so anyways, what happens on the last episode
of the How dare you, break man?
How
dare you? I can't believe you, son of a bitch.